raucous, beautiful San Francisco. That's how Andrew Sean Greer describes the city in his new novel, The Confessions of Max Tivoli. He writes, San Francisco always seemed to be like the favored daughter of a merchant, gorgeous and perfumed, and yet there will always be a man who finds her charms too shrill. Greer is describing San Francisco of the early 1900s in a book that traces the city's history through the life of a very unusual protagonist. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg met the author in his favorite part of town.
Dolores Park in the Mission District. Andrew Sean Greer takes visitors here to surprise them. There is a fabulous view down below, the entire city, panoramic.
And then palm trees, and, you know, the old mission is here, and so you really get a sort of shocker.
Not to mention that last Easter Sunday, they held a hunky Jesus competition in Dolores Park. Greer sets one scene of the Confessions of Max Tivoli in this park. Max goes sledding here when he's 16. Except at 16, Max looks 55. And that's the conceit of the novel. Max lives his life backwards. When he's born in 1871, he looks 70 years old, wizened and gray. The older he gets chronologically, the younger he looks on the outside. Max catches up with himself in his mid-30s. Otherwise, he's 66 and gets mumps, looks 54, feels 17 when he first falls in love, and is only 11 when, feeling 60, he begins to plan his demise. The book is a tour de force. Enchanting, John Updike calls it in The New Yorker. The idea for Max came as Andrew Sean Greer was finishing his first novel and trying to dream up a second.
And I was walking around the apartment, and I was singing a song to myself. I was singing Bob Dylan. I guess it's called My Back Pages. And it goes, I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Greer thought, what about a character who would get younger throughout his life?
I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. This is a little more like, I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Is that more like it?
Yes, but why? Why do it?
I get in so much trouble about this because I'll start to talk about it and then I'm only 33 and I start to sound like I know anything at all. What intrigued me about it was I am really interested in the passage of time, and I pay a lot of attention to people in my life as they're getting older. I'll look at someone who's, say, 20, and I'll add 30 years to them in my mind. Because when you're 20, you can seem very energetic and exciting and beautiful, but you add 40 years, I'm like, are they still that way? So it's sort of something that goes on in my mind anyway. And so I wanted to write about it in order to think about it.
Don't we all do this at one time or another? At 15, look in the mirror and imagine ourselves a glamorous 25. At 65, look and are shocked because we feel 16. Inside this wretched body, I grow old, Max Tivoli says. But outside, in every part of me but my mind and soul, I grow young. Andrew Sean Greer says it is not easy to run backwards in the world.
Like that strange experience when you're very young and you're, you know, your grandparents, and you think they were always ancient, and then at a certain point you realize that they were very young and in love and making mistakes, and it's very hard to imagine that about them. And I think there's a poem, Wallace Stevens' poem, where he talks about an old woman who's buried, and he says, you would never know if you found her bones, that once they danced as quick as foxes.
In The Confessions of Max Tivoli, Andrew Sean Greer takes all the cliches and turns them upside down. In Max's case, youth is not wasted on the young. Max does not get older and wiser. And the one about if only you knew then what you know now? Max does, but it doesn't do him much good. He's always a misfit, a kind of freak. Greer grabs the great American dream of getting younger and plops it on its graying head. He shows it would not be better to be young, older.
To me, it's sort of a cautionary tale because it's saying that the normal way of living is actually in some ways preferable.
Because the older, physically younger, Max gets, the more miserable he becomes. There's something else about Max Tivoli. He is not a nice person. He is deceitful, paves his way with lies, and will roll over anything and anyone to get what he wants. Now, You would expect someone so afflicted to either fold up and retreat or become a saint. Not Max.
Right, you think he's going to learn something about the human race that he'll share with us from on high. But he's as debased as any. Worse, it is terrible because I love him dearly, but it was frustrating.
Is that what you're telling us about life?
No. I mean, I guess so, that there isn't some better way to experience it, and we have to pay very close attention.
At the end of the novel, Max says, "Life is short and full of sorrows, and I loved it. Who knows why?" What he loved was being so aware of everything around him, being slightly off, and because of that, getting to really see the world. Andrew Sean Greer's book is called The Confessions of Max Tivoli. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
But I was so much older then. I'm younger than that now.